You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Get over not having nowhere to stay. We can get over the hoop man taking our car. We can get over people talking about us and you go to the bank and you ain't got no money up in there if you thought you had something. But when God don't come and ask us, what you gonna do? And we easily respond, I want to do you, Jesus. But still faking it. Because some gonna come to test you. How did your both side come? Somebody hear me. But the test is designed not us to pass it in the natural, what folks telling you. But the test is I'm looking to him. I'm trusting in you and you making me better. I come to praise him today. I had an opportunity to go somewhere yesterday and I chose not to go. I chose to spend some time telling him how much I appreciate him. Because some came last weekend to mess my spirit up. But I had to remind myself who called me. Can I get by three people? I had to remind myself who has been my provider. I had to remind myself who is my healer. I had to remind myself who made a way for me where there was no way. So I repented and asked God to forgive me. You got to do something when you allow the enemy to irritate your spirit. Because in ourselves, we love to have God's business. Because we'll rebuke somebody and tell them off and let you know, I'm all this, but we ain't none of that without him. I read in the word of God, said, pray for those who despitefully misuse you. Can anybody go to the word with me today? But if you angry and you want God to get them, you ain't praying for them. I'm praying that you make me better. That I will be a representative of you. My God. Because he's looking for representatives in this hour. I'm sorry. He ain't saying nothing about your agenda. He's looking for representatives. If we will surrender ourselves. And really mean it. I ain't talking about playing with it. Because tests are going to come. If you ain't mean it, you ain't going to pass the test. Because the enemy know what you like. Don't get it skipping. He know when you still bougie up. And you playing like you done covered it up. But I come to praise him today. I come to tell him thank you. I realize you mighty good to me. When I was out there hopping in any dirty nasty pen that I could, you still were good to me and you didn't need a committee to get their opinion on what you could do for me. So I'm grateful to him. I ain't got no problem, Pastor, in repenting to him. My God. Have I been sleeping with anybody? That ain't none of your business. I went to him for me. Because a spirit will break its way in when you let him. When it come all about you, he done already broke in. You gonna measure God with what somebody else doing, he done broke in. I bless him today. Only thing you want to do is get yourself from up under and surrounding them demonic forces. Because they'll come and step up on you and they'll break in when you don't open it up. My God, I forgot that he says, vengeance is mine. I shall repay. I I'm the man with the plan, and don't worry about the mother planners. So I had to go back to him. Even when you ain't asking people to trample on you, when you ain't messing with nobody, I ain't hearing nobody, but you trying to obey him. Can I get three witnesses? And the enemy will come, and he bring all his amps with him. He needs somebody to help him to destroy you. Or we look at him being that assured one. I'm assure you, you ain't going to tamper with me. Go on and do your best that you know how to do. Go on and do it. But I got to talk to him about me. We got to know who called us. We got to know who saved us from our own self. Our own self is a problem. Because we think we know what best for our own self. Ain't nobody going to talk to me harsh in marriage. That's why we can't get along. Because we really can't take nothing but lock in the bedroom. It's amazing how you can come on one accord up in there. When the amps and the devil standing around with their club hammer. Got you again, you're going to come out line. Still can't stand them. But you should have said it before you went in there. You'll cut down some of the action planners. Oh, let me get off this because folks say I'm talking dirty up in here today. We play these death games. We won't spend so long up in there if I tell you the truth. Take that dim light out and put a bright light up in there. Or turn on a light if there is 40 watts. God is a mighty God. I want to be true with my own self. Until you make up your mind, you ain't going to do it. We right here telling lies. I say, God, understand. Sometimes the only thing it takes for you to tell somebody the truth. My mother, she was very, we come from, it's a lot of us, but we come from background of having things. We ain't never been thrown out door, never been evicted, never been without food, never not had a new car in the house. In our driveway, the house might have been tilting a little bit, but when we went up out of there, honey, it looked like we had it on. That's where we got down. I ain't hear nobody. So everybody wondering, well, what the hall was doing. They ain't none of your business what they doing. Because y'all safe for all each year. Look at some got one or two in you every time you shifting your stuff from one place to the other. You talk about that. Look in and what's your problem. And so I defined, God, you've been good to me all down through the years. When we take the beat down for people, we decide their opinion matters. But it should not matter. Once you come on the Lord's side, only thing matter is that you connect with him. Wherever he put you at, I ain't going to complain. Who he surround me with, I'm going to give you thanks. And I'm going to give you some praise. Everybody ain't assigned for you to have an easy transition to love them. Some people ain't lovable and they don't know nothing about trying to receive love. Some people ain't no giver. And if you try to get to them, they think you got a hidden agenda. Can I talk for a few minutes? So you interact with all kind of lunatic folks, including ourselves. There are people up in here, don't give me nothing if it ain't come from Dinetta dealers. God might want to give you something from Dot Store, and you'll appreciate it. That store has got good clothes in there. You just don't bend over too far in them. If you're a girl of the evening, you want to be shown. So go on down there and get you some Dot stuff where you can be naked. They have stuff on clearance every week. But when it stopped mattering. See, what mess up a lot of people. When you come to him, you think everybody else saw them got there. But they might have even close to being there. And your tester is to see what you can do. That they will see this Jesus. They know they are monkey and a clown. But I'm trying to come from being a monkey and a clown. I'm trying to learn how to please him. So he can show me and others the power he possesses. You don't have to break in the bank for God to bless you. You don't have to have good credit and you acting like you got it together. If you go get some on credit, you better have some money to pay for it. Because they're going to haunt you till you lose the rest of your mind. When you going to bring that payment? I'll call you back tomorrow. Tomorrow they call you the next day. You in Schimmel and Chandler with your good credit. Somebody talk to me today. And folks, I wish I had good credit too. You might be doing good right where you're at with no credit. It's a good a starter of a trust God. That's you walk in the store, somebody gonna give you something. Ah, my God. See, God can let you have a little change in your pocket. I went in the store and this good looking man said, I want to pay for her. I said, thank you, sir. Oh, that means I still got something valuable. I asked him no question. He was looking really good. The old me say, drop your number on that piece of paper. But God can trust you. Always got a hook on good looking men. Who? If there was a gorilla, I'd tell you there was a gorilla. But that's enough because folks get mad. I'm glad I make some people mad. They just got a reason they got to pray. That old crazy white hair, Pastor Freddie Grant. I don't believe she's no pastor. No way she come out the jungle. That's your opinion. That's fine. I ain't going to try to help you. Last time I checked in, I came out of the house. It might have been like in the jungle, but we was in the house. And God allow you to get up above yourself. And then he'll bring you all the way down for yourself. Can I get somebody to help me? We come to give him some praise today. We come to tell him thank you. Brother Gerald, just a chopping and a Dixie headband here today. Can I get somebody to say yes, Lord? Yes. Because on this morning, you're mighty good to me. If I didn't recognize you on yesterday morning, this morning, you allow me to say you're mighty good to me. So I come to bless your name. I come to tell you there is a hope and a chance for me. Can I get somebody to say just for me? I'm going to praise you today. Because you got some things that you want to do for me. Not because I've been good and my surrounding ain't good. But you good anyhow. Gonna shut the devil down in his spot. I'm gonna praise you today. Because I found that he's more than enough. The reason I praise him from where he done brought me from. If he done brought you from somewhere, surely you want him to take you somewhere in him. So I said thank you today. I thank you for all the demonic force has called my name. But I say, oh, Jesus, here I am, depending on you, thanking you for what you have already done, how you've been my keeper, and how you've been my director. I praise you. I thank you because you've done it again. Not because I've been good. I said I've been mad this week. My God, I was mad at how the enemy done set God people up. Thinking your tail is exempt. You're looking like a pit bull. Been in a cage and didn't win. But I said, my God, you are God of another chance. You are God. If you let him shine down on you on this day to make a difference in my attitude. You make I bless him today. Ain't nobody done enough. Ain't nobody know enough. My God, to take his glory, to take his place. But I say I thank you. I say I thank you today. You're mighty good to me. All the shortcoming, all the errors, my, that I'm guilty of. And my God, I say you're so good to me. I won't take it back because I'm going through a little something. I'm going to pump it up. Say you're greater. I don't want to lose my place. Cause this too shall pass. I want you to allow me to be a motivator. A motivator in my spirit, man. That I can't quit. I praise you till my nose gets started. I praise you when everybody done went to sleep. I don't want to go to sleep on you. And most of all, I don't want you to turn your back on me. I don't want to take your blessing over and over for granted, cause I think I have arrived somewhere. Cause you're mighty good to me. And I done got comfortable all about me. But it ain't about me. It's about you that you will get the glory. That I will be a representative of your kingdom. I'll tell somebody how good you are to me. Even take it confessively. My God, what you got to do is shake yourself. Say you did it for them. I believe you can do it for me. But I got to do something. I got to do something that I don't want to do. My, I got to release myself and surrender my all to you. It don't happen in one day, but I made a commitment. My God, I know we got some smart folks up in here, but you ain't smart enough to pass the spiritual test up in yourself. We can fake it for ourselves, but faking it don't make it. And my God, I just got to praise you for some new strength. I got to praise you. Well, you can release as much power as you know I can use. Hanele Bosaya. I can't allow it to dwell another hole and hinder the hole that you're covering up. Oh, Jesus, my way maker. Oh, Jesus, my heavy load carrier. Oh, Jesus, how about mine? Let me see you and don't see my situation. Let me rely on your strength. My, when I'm weary, don't know what to do, and don't know how to do it, that's when I say, come in, come on in. You've been there all alone, and now I got to believe. My, hallelujah. Some joy needed on this walk. If you lose your joy, you ain't got no reason to continue. Can I get a witness? If you move, lose your drive, what you keep coming for? My God, I bless him today. I bless him. Cause he is the promoter. He'll promote you up to a place that will blow your mind. I'm strength. He has empowered me with his power. Don't say we save enough to have his power, but his power over every circumstance. He got power if you want to do right. Only thing you got to ask him and mean it. He's a healer and he will be your deliverer. Don't look for man to do it, cause they can't do it. But oh Jesus, somebody call him like you mean it. Somebody call him like you need him. Somebody call him for some new strength. I'm determined. I can't let this situation, I can't allow these people to turn me around. Get a little crucial. I can't allow these people that I love so dearly to take me out before my time. I'm calling you, Jesus. I need you. Oh, Jesus, will you come and see about me? Oh, Jesus, you've been mighty good to me in all my mess up. And my surety from religious. My surety for being a churchgoer. My surety, my mind, but the sure one I'm calling on now. Oh, Jesus, I need you. I need you to empower me, my God, for whatever you allow to come to me. I need you to empower me, cause I can't make it without you. If you think you can, it's a hard road when you think you can. So I call him my savior. I call him my provider. I ain't just talking about food. I ain't talking about shelter. I ain't talking about a car. And I definitely ain't talking about a job. My provider, my God. You provide that spiritual strength that I need every day. My provider, the only one that won't fail me. My God. I'm gonna give you praise right now. I'm gonna give you some praise. For the adversary make me out another liar. But won't no liar enter in my kingdom. I don't care how you step. Assure you're not a liar. But my word ain't gonna change for nobody. My word have I established it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Somebody realize I can't make it. Not even a day without calling on you. I'm talking about for the spiritual strength. If you hyped up in yourself, I read, I quote 3 or 4 scripture a day. That ain't enough. I said ain't enough. But when I call to the Most High, I need you. Will you come and rescue me again? Guess what? He'll do it. He'll do it. I'm mindful of folks like to go home on time. I'm mindful of a lot of things. But we should be reminded and mindful God is not a microwave God. And he ain't no prostitute. And whatever else you think you done got away with. Because you can leave him. And you'll find it different when you leave him. He don't leave us, we leave him. For the very things that flesh desire. I hear nobody. I said he don't leave us. Somebody hear me. I don't care if you're, let me say, first age I can think of. Elementary school children. On up for the rest of your life. He don't leave us. Because he placed calling on young people's life. Before you even knew anything about a calling, somebody help me today. If it can, I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the ones that he said. You don't have to follow through. But it will be a plus if you believe it and line up with it. Because when the enemy shifts you to what you want, and you don't forget about those Jesus say, I have need of you. If you didn't hear him, if he told somebody else, you still got to believe he can do anything or say or speak to anything. So sometimes we take a dip out. And we stay out for a long time, but he got to wait for you to be dropped back in. Because he gets so much hell going on in your life. And you get so messed up for your life. Oh, I know ain't nobody. I'm talking from experience. So if you can't, the scholars can find it in this word, but I'm talking from experience. When he have need of you, we might think that we have gotten away. I knew the calling on my life before I ever met a man. I got sick. And I was not even in the third grade. My mother, mothers won't tell the truth. They get sick and tired of their trifling children. They'll cuss a time to get rid of or kick the door or something. I'm talking to mothers up in here today. They come back home with all their baggage and all their bad churn and all that other stuff. And you got to take a deep breath and do what you got to do because that's a mother. I talk about me and my mother, so don't get it personal. And my mother was walking in the back room of my uncle's house. He already had arrived down there because he was so caught up on he was doing better than the rest of the family. My mother was crying. She said to my grandmother, I don't believe that girl's sick. I done took her to every doctor and they said they can't find nothing wrong with her. And my mama began to cry. She didn't cuss because she respected my grandmother. Some parents just go on and cuss in front of everybody. What she was saying, I'm sick and tired of this girl lying to me. She ain't sick because the doctor say ain't nothing wrong with her. My grandmother would pray with me and she would take that brown paper bag, which we barely use now. She would take the iron and iron it and put some heat to it and put it on my stomach. I don't know why she did it, and she would lay her hands on me. At this age, I went to the Lord and I said,
you've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our school's meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreachministry.com.